It's time for Woofer of the Week on 106.5 Riviera Radio.
It's Wednesday. It's 5 to 5 and it's cracking. I know that was Friday, wasn't it? It's Dawn Howes with Woofer of the Week. Hello, Dawn.
Hello there. It was Friday. Don't be confusing people.
I bet you were a big Cracker Jack fan, weren't you?
Do you know, I think I did watch it. I can't remember at what age, but I think I did watch it.
Well, you haven't got a Cracker Jack pencil.
No, of course not. Nor did I ever get a Blue Peter badge.
No, neither did I. I don't think I was good enough. Is that because we got kicked out of Cubs and Girl Guides respectively, or Brownies, or whatever it was?
It might be, yes. Oh dear, we're bringing that up again.
Right, let's talk about dogs. What have we got this week?
This week we have got a lovely puppy called Simba. He's a 13-month-old Pinscher Cross. He's got a smooth coat and it is a beautiful tan colour. And once he's fully grown, he should weigh around 8 kilos as an adult dog, so quite small. Simba is very affectionate. He loves contact and is a lively, playful and dynamic little soul. He gets on with children, cats and dogs. And really, he needs an active and sporty life. Just a reminder that a puppy takes a lot of time and energy, and whoever adopts him will need to continue his training and his socialisation. And due to his young age, he needs a family who is not absent for more than 3 to 4 hours a day. If you think he sounds like the one for you, then please email Tanya Burrows, and the address is tanya@leschatdumercantour.com.
You just got a message. Do you want to answer it, or can it wait for a minute or so?
It can wait. I'm so sorry.
Simba, so you're going to make me play something from The Lion King, no doubt, are you?
I think that would be appropriate this time, wouldn't it? Yes.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much.
That was Woofer of the Week. For more details about this week's Woofer, go to the 106.5 Riviera Radio page on Facebook or our website at rivieraradio.mc. Woofer of the Week on 106.5 Woofiera Radio.
Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone, and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio, with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Leicester has the top stories across the Riviera.
The French government is considering 3 scenarios concerning measures against the spread of COVID in France, with an announcement expected from French President Emmanuel Macron or Prime Minister Jean Castex this evening, following the Defence Council meeting this afternoon. The scenarios range from increasing medical support to relieve hospitals to a hard lockdown and the possible closure of schools. 19 departments are currently under lockdown in France, with other departments possibly being affected from Friday the 2nd of April. To relieve hospital pressure, intensive care equipment could come from areas less affected by the circulation of the virus, and staff from private establishments could be mobilised, a sector where 2,000 beds are still available nationally. An explosive proposal is also under consideration to make patient transfers compulsory without the consent of families, but by paying relatives for accommodation, transport and part-time work. Another possibility is the closure of schools. This measure would then lead to an increase of teleworking with more controls in companies. The government has remained firm on keeping schools open, saying the closure of establishments would be a last resort. However, classes are closing by the dozen on a daily basis due to the new health protocol, which was introduced where one case of COVID results in closure. The new protocol has seen the number of classes closing triple in the Paris region over the last 2 days, with 722 classes closed, as teaching staff claim the spread of COVID in schools is completely underestimated by the French government. Meanwhile, the head of an intensive care unit in the Île-de-France has warned that they have 4 to 5 patients for only one available bed, adding that the situation has reached an extremely severe and critical level. He pleads with the government to not wait any longer for new measures, adding that it would be a big mistake. In the Alpes-Maritimes, the Regional Health Agency announced 6 new deaths from COVID on Tuesday, with the circulation of the virus on the rise this week. Since the start of the pandemic, the coronavirus in the Alpes-Maritimes has killed 1,749 people. That's 443 in nursing homes and 1,306 in hospitals. According to the ARS, 5 new admissions to hospital were also recorded, bringing the total number of patients hospitalised for coronavirus to 337. The incidence rate is 470 from March the 21st to the 28th, remaining above the regional average of 461. A 38-year-old woman has died from thrombosis in Toulouse. The patient died 14 days after the injection of a dose of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. She did not suffer from any particular health problems and had been vaccinated just before the suspension of the AstraZeneca in mid-March. According to reports, complications appeared shortly after vaccination. On March the 26th, the National Medicine Safety Agency said that there was a very rare risk of thrombosis after the injection of an AstraZeneca vaccine, underlining that the benefit-risk ratio of the vaccine remains positive and that there is no evidence for the moment that the vaccination has caused thrombosis. The case is being investigated. Meanwhile, the Swedish-British vaccine AstraZeneca against COVID has changed its trade name to Vaxzevria, according to the European Medicines Agency's website. The new name does not change the composition of the vaccine. As part of the preventative measures against the spread of COVID, flights between Morocco and France have been suspended until further notice. The announcement was made in a press release by the Ministry of Tourism on Tuesday. France, along with Spain, joins a list of 40 countries with which Morocco has suspended its flights. And in Italy, reports say that the Italian Ministry of Health has stated that a mandatory 5-day quarantine for travellers from other European countries will be introduced from this Thursday, the 1st of April. Quarantine is already mandatory for people arriving in Italy from outside of the EU. The quarantine requirements includes those people who test negative for COVID. A test is required before arrival, and a further test is then required at the end of the 5-day in isolation. And in the Var, a vaccination bus is operating 3 days a week in municipalities in the north of the Var. The service will operate for 2 months to expand the territorial coverage of vaccination. All the appointments are made by the municipalities for their residents over 75 years of age as a priority. 5 temporary pop-up vaccination centres are also opening in the Var until this coming Sunday. You can get more details on the Var Prefecture's website, which is available at rivieradio.mc under this morning's news section. And in other news, due to an administrative overload and what appears to be a failure of France and the UK to sign a post-Brexit reciprocal agreement, thousands of British citizens in France have been left without a valid driving licence. At the end of 2020, the French government announced that as a consequence of Brexit, British residents of France would need to exchange their UK licences for French ones and would have until the 31st of December 2021 to apply to do so. Short-term visitors and tourists in France can continue to use British licences. However, those applying to exchange their licences since January have had their requests systematically rejected by a new French online system on the grounds that no agreement is yet in place between the UK and France. Government sources suggest a UK-France agreement is close to being sealed, but is not there yet. Finally, record temperatures for the month of March have been recorded, with up to 11 degrees higher than the average for this time of year in France. In Cherbourg, the thermometer read 23.4 degrees, while the average in March is normally around 10.6 degrees. Remarkably mild temperatures were also recorded in Brittany, and Paris experienced 24.7 degrees compared to the normal 13 for this time of year, although the record of March the 25th, 1955 of 25.7 degrees has not yet been reached.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
Well, I can't stand Paris when it's too hot.
It's hot all over France, but a lot milder here today, apparently.
Yes, well, even the UK got up to 24, 25 degrees yesterday, so I'll stick with 21 for the time being, if that's OK. Football, there were several European World Cup qualifiers last night, with Wales getting their campaign out of the blocks as they beat the Czech Republic 1-0, Belgium thrashed Belarus 8-0, and the Netherlands romped to a 7-0 win in Gibraltar. More games tonight. Here are the details from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Paul Serres at the BBC Sports Centre. England take on Poland in a World Cup qualifier on Wednesday, hoping to make it 3 wins from 3 in the current international break. West Ham United midfielder Declan Rice is in line to win his 15th cap for the Three Lions, and the 22-year-old hopes to be part of the England squad for this summer's European Championships.
It's hard to say. You know, you can't always be confident and come in and say, yeah, I'm going to go, because Gareth picks the team, Gareth picks the squad. I'd like to think that I will be a part of it, and it would be such an amazing experience, because not many people can say they've been to a major tournament with their country. You know, it would be a real honour. But, you know, whoever he picks, I'm sure he's going to go out there and give it everything they've got.
The former Arsenal legend Thierry Henry has explained to the BBC why he removed himself from social media. Henry said that it is time to take a stand and make people realise that it's not OK to get abused online.
At the end of the very day, it is a great tool. It is vital. With 2021, it's a great way to connect with your family. It's a great way to connect with your family, or to put a statement out there sometime to rectify something. I get it. But it's too easy for the people who are trying to harm people to get away with it, to hide behind fake accounts. That something has to be done. For example, you can only register with a NHS number or national insurance number or your passport, so we can trace you. It's about, for me, accountability. It's very important.
The Southampton forward Takumi Minamino was among the scorers as Japan thrashed Mongolia 14-0 to record their biggest ever win in World Cup qualifying. Japan, who are looking to qualify for their 7th World Cup in a row, hadn't played a qualifier since November 2019 because of the coronavirus pandemic. In Africa, Senegal needed a 96th-minute equaliser from Crystal Palace midfielder Sekou Kouyaté to rescue a 1-1 draw with Eswatini in Tiye in their Africa Cup of Nations qualifier. And both legs of Chelsea's Champions League quarter-final against Porto will be held in Seville, Spain, because of international coronavirus restrictions. The dates of April 7th and 13th remain unchanged. The first leg of Chelsea's last 16 victory against Atletico Madrid was played in Bucharest for similar reasons. And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Japan 14, Mongolia 0.
14.
That's definitely a rugby score. 2 converted tries. And also, this is about Chelsea having to play in Seville twice.
Are you not okay with that?
I feel jealous. I'd like to go with them to Seville. At least they won't be lacking for half-time oranges. Yes, other matches last night. Tonight, Scotland at home to the Faroe Islands and Northern Ireland against Bulgaria. France are away at Bosnia-Herzegovina. Cricket's West Indies are in a strong position heading into day 3 of the second test against Sri Lanka at North Sound. The home side were bowled out for 354 on day 2, with Sri Lanka on 136 for 3 at the close. Defending champion in tennis, Ashley Barty, is into the semi-finals of the Miami Open. The Australian world number one beat Anya Sabalenka in 3 sets to make the last 4. In the men's event, the Russian top seed Daniil Medvedev reached the quarterfinals following a straight sets win over Francis Tiafoe of the United States. And in golf, world number one Dustin Johnson has withdrawn from this week's Texas Open to prepare for the Masters. Johnson had initially agreed to play, but now says he's decided to withdraw and has apologised to the sponsors. The Texas Open, which starts today, is the last warm-up event for the Masters, which starts on April the 8th.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Al Maritim and the VAR, the general situation is an anticyclone, 1,031 millibars over the region. Winds are variable, force 1 to 3, the sea is calm, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint Jean Cap Ferrat, 1,029 millibars. And the outlook for Thursday, clear skies, force 2 to 4, southwesterly winds, slight seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are westerly, force 2 to 4, the sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,030 millibars. And the outlook for Thursday, clear skies, force 2 to 4, southwesterly winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced, high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Clear skies, light variable winds, temperatures 20 to 22 degrees today. Overnight lows 11 to 13 degrees, partially cloudy skies. Thursday and Friday, clear skies, highs of 19 to 21 degrees. You all right, Lucky?
Lucky.
Don't wake her up. She's very all
lucky.
Right. She was after your breakfast this morning.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
Yeah, that's all that disturbs her is the sound of somebody opening something to eat. It's Easter, isn't it, this
Nearly.
Weekend? Have you got your Easter eggs?
Shh.
No Easter eggs. Well, I've gone a bit...
You know what? I bought them 2 weeks ago.
You didn't.
I spent the last 2 weeks trying not to eat them.
Well, I can't get over. Have you seen people are actually now putting up trees for Easter?
Oh, it's
gone silly. I mean, they need
commercialism gone examining. Crazy.
Yes, anyway, but you might want to know that it's being claimed that the Queen carries her own box of chocolates on royal tours and engagements to stop anyone else eating them.
What?
Yes. Her devoted former lady-in-waiting revealed that the 94-year-old monarch deliberately keeps her treats out of the hands of aides and staff by having her very own a box of chocolates. Her second cousin, Lady Pamela Hicks, described the story in tonight's documentary called My Years with the Queen, which is airing on ITV.
Does she carry them around in her handbag?
Probably. Just wish she'd got
when
to keep
they melt. I saw something about this yesterday. Apparently she likes a gin and Dubonnet. That's her favourite drink.
Why not?
Gin and Dubonnet.
Sounds good.
It's filthy stuff, Dubonnet.
Never had one.
I would have thought the monarch would have better taste than that.
Sherry, no.
Well, she probably has the odd sherry, I should think. It's quite like champagne, too, so they say.
A glass of champagne in moderation a day. A glass.
Yeah, but people are getting a bit worried about the Queen a few years ago because another of these former royal aides said the Queen always has a gin in the morning. So, really? The monarch drinking gin before lunchtime, but apparently she likes to have a drink with her aperitif.
Well, that is the morning.
Well, yes, but it's not
the morning.
Morning
one or the evening
well,
one?
Well, I suppose, you know, I mean, people do have a glass of sherry at 11, don't they?
Well, yeah, I would have thought the morning aperitif was 11 and the
on Christmas
evening
Day. No, well, it's lunchtime, isn't it? It's just before lunch, the aperitif.
Yeah.
It doesn't do to drink before lunchtime, surely, under any circumstances, unless it's a real emergency. You're up to date. The news is on the website, rivieraradio.mc. Business news with Barclays coming up. Oh, it's Get Lucky.
Hey.
Lucky.
Still not awake.
Lucky.
He's ignoring you.